Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Warner.
Good morning.
And by telephone today, we have the Executive Director of the Upper Minnesota Valley Regional Development Commission in Appleton, Minnesota, Dawn Hagland. Welcome to the program, Dawn.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Now, on last week's program, we had a conversation about housing for working families in your part of the state and really in rural Minnesota in general. And one of the things that occurred to me as we were having that discussion is, what is the thing that's going to attract young families to your part of the state? And I would assume that you need to have some variety in the types of jobs available, right?
Sure. There's really a pretty diverse set of job opportunities in our region, and we've continued, even through the recession, continue to have some of the lowest unemployment in the state. And we have businesses here that are looking every day for employees and are having a hard time attracting them. One of those key pieces, of course, is them potential employees finding housing that's also affordable. But, you know, there are job opportunities in the manufacturing sector, certainly ag-related manufacturing and value-added ag, but there's a lot of good technical jobs here too, whether that's teachers, healthcare, public administration, and a lot of different professional services and businesses. And in a lot of our small towns, our main street businesses are retail businesses, which have been maybe family-owned for years or generations even, you know, are often also right now in need of some succession planning because the owners are in a point where they'd like to retire and they need somebody to come in and buy the hardware store or buy the grocery store or buy the floral shop or buy the lumberyard or the gas station. And so, you know, there's a pretty big spectrum of job opportunities that exist in our region, and we have a pretty low unemployment. So we really need to find a way to import some workers into our area, and people have got to want to make that move and live here. And one of those key pieces, of course, is the housing part.
Well, I imagine there are some things that are quality of life issues, though, that you can throw out there to lure folks into your part of the world, right?
Right. And some of the key things that when we've surveyed newcomers, people that have moved to our region, some of the reasons that they've come here are safety and security in our small communities. We have excellent schools, high graduation rates, you know, great teacher-to-student ratios. There's lots of different community organizations that are always looking for new members and new opportunities to engage new ideas from new community members. And so there's a lot of opportunities to be involved. I think also in our rural area, we have a lot of kind of green space, open space. It's just a different pace of life, I think, in rural communities than it might be in a very urban setting. And that may be attractive to people.
Dawn, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been very educational.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Dawn Hagland, the Executive Director of the Upper Minnesota Valley Regional Development Commission. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.